The first reading today, as we hear about this story of Cain and Abel, there are a couple of things that we need to look at. First of all, the question that people always raise is, if Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel and then they had Seth, where does everybody else come from? Obviously, Cain and Abel didn't have a baby. And then Cain says, oh no, the punishment is too bad for me. Anyone could kill me at sight. And I say, well, who is he talking about? If Cain and Abel are the only two people alive other than Adam and Eve, who is he talking about? Cain and Abel weren't the only two people that were alive. If, for instance, your mom, let's say she had 10 kids, and she was telling a story about the two oldest children, and then said something about the youngest child, does that mean the other seven don't exist? The rabbis tell us that Eve gave birth to 64 children. 31 were sets of twins, 2 of them were single. The 2 singles were Abel and Seth. The story is about what happened with Adam and Eve, with what happened with Cain and Abel. It wasn't about the question of how many kids were there, where did these other people come from. Obviously, at this point, Cain and Abel were adults, and there were these other siblings that they had. The rabbis tell us that of these 31 sets of twins, there was a male and a female in each of them, and that's where everybody else comes from. And so that's why they would have been upset. Cain had killed their brother. His brother, yes, but their brother as well. That's why he's concerned and saying, but anybody could kill me at sight. It's like, well, who's this anybody? Your brothers and sisters, that's who they are. And so that's where that comes from. So these people that try to use this to be able to say, oh, see, the Bible is just a bunch of nonsense. How can this have happened? It couldn't have been this way. Yeah, it could. We just have to understand what it means. But for the rest of us, there is this point that God himself makes. And he says, why are you so resentful and crestfallen? If you do well, you can hold up your head. If not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urge is toward you, yet you can be his master. We all know that. We all know that from our experience. We know where our weaknesses are. And tragically, Satan is right there poking at those weaknesses. He does not fight fair. He's not interested in fighting fair. He's interested in finding whatever weakness he can find in you and then taking full advantage of it. Now, again, we could look at it and say, yeah, but that's not fair. And we get angry about it. But we have to learn to look at it from the other side. Because we can look at this and say, well, if God is allowing Satan to pick on my weaknesses, it's because God wants me to get stronger in those areas so that they aren't weaknesses anymore. That's hard. Sometimes people in their generosity will tell God that they are willing to suffer for him. In their own mind, they're thinking about suffering in the way that they do well. And what God is going to do is then give you suffering in the areas that you don't do well, because he wants you to grow in virtue. If you've already got a pretty good virtue in this other area, he doesn't have to work on that one. He needs to work on the weaknesses because he wants us to be strong in virtue. So that's part of the struggle of the spiritual life. But the reality is, if we try just to slam the door, sin is right there. Satan is right there beating on the door, or at least waiting for us to open it up. He's not stupid. He's the most intelligent creature that God made. And so if he knows that you're just trying to hide behind the door, he's not going to be pounding and screaming and kicking and doing all that stuff. He'll just step aside and wait silently. And eventually you're going to peek out and say, oh, I don't see him out there. It's okay to open the door now. And then he'll just pounce on you. It's exactly what he was waiting for. You let your guard down. You weren't fighting. You just thought you could put a lid on it. It doesn't work. So we have to be able to face whatever these weaknesses are within ourselves. In essence, we have to do battle with our own self. That's when our Lord talks about how the kingdom of God will be taken by violence. Violence to your own self is what that means. It doesn't mean let's go out and have a war with somebody. It means we're having to battle against Satan and against our own self. That's the truth for everyone. It goes right back to the very beginning. Sin is a demon lurking at the door. Yet, you can be its master. Its urges toward you, we all know that. We know our weaknesses well, and we know that we keep falling in the same areas over and over again. And even with that, what the devil wants is then for you to despair, for you to get down on yourself, to call yourself names, tell yourself what a loser you are, and all these other things. That's exactly what he wants, because he knows that if you do that, then you're just going to fall into the sin even more. If you fall, get back up. The old saying is, what's the difference between a sinner and a saint? A saint, when he falls, gets back up. A sinner, when he falls, stays down. The saints are sinners too. They fall just like the rest of us. But they get back up. They make an act of contrition. They get back on the road. We wallow in our sin. We feel we have self-pity. We feel sorry for ourselves and make all kinds of excuses and so on. We don't want to do that. We want to be able to say, all right, in my weakness, I fell. Let me get back up and try again. Just look at it from the point of view, since most of you are parents. Remember back when your kids were little, trying to learn how to walk. How many times did they fall down? Did you ever look at your kid and say, you little jerk, stay down then? Like, no, you don't do that. You pick them up, you dust them off, you get them walking again. That's what God wants for us. We're his children. We're trying to learn how to walk in certain areas of our lives. Some areas we can run. Some areas we can't even walk yet. So he keeps giving us opportunities. He'll keep picking us up and dusting us off. As long as we're willing to keep trying to get back up. But if we're just going to lay there and cry and say that, oh, there's no hope for me, I'm just a loser, whatever, yeah, then sin has overcome us. So the Lord is very clear. You can be the master over sin with his help. It's not something we're going to do ourselves. We have our part to do. Then we have to rely on God. So make sure you're praying, make sure you're seeking his help and his grace, especially in the midst of the temptations when they're going to come up. It's not always so easy to have the presence of mind to do that. That's what we want to keep training ourselves to do. Keep coming back, bringing it back to prayer, looking at it, seeing what we could have done differently, how we could have handled it, little by little by little. This might take years, depending on what the area of sin is in your life. Especially the smaller ones. Those are much more difficult to get rid of than the big ones. So you have to be patient with yourself. At the same time, don't give yourself excuses. Keep challenging yourself to grow, to keep moving forward, to keep developing the virtue, so that we can eventually master these things. We're going to have to do it anyway. If you do it here, it's meritorious. If you wait until purgatory, there's no merit. So work on it here. Grow in virtue, grow in holiness, become the master over sin. And if you're the master over sin, then you're united with Christ. That's what this is all about. He wants you to be a saint, and he's going to give you the opportunities to do it. We think he should just infuse it, just make me holy. He could, but there's no merit in that either. So instead, he gives us opportunities to practice the virtue, to learn. And as we get a little stronger, it becomes more difficult because now we have more strength to handle it. So just as that happens, it's not because you're going backwards, it's not because you're getting worse, it's because you're actually improving and getting stronger. So don't give up, don't despair, just get up if you fall. Brush yourself off, make the act of contrition, get back on the road, and ultimately be the master over sin.